Morning Pensacola, Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
A little background, a Medal of Honor recipient, you have a 1 in 5 million chance of ever meeting a live Medal of Honor recipient. And today we have one here, right here in this room, and we have a proclamation that we want to read for him. But Sergeant Major, if you would, if you and your wife would, just come on up here and stand at the podium. And Jason, if y'all would come on up.
You know what I kind of loved about this yesterday at the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting was the fact that people were there for other reasons. But you can hear a totally packed house of people who love their county, love the country, and wanted to show their affection for this Command Sergeant Major, Robert Patterson. And I just thought, you know, you're not here for this, but aren't you glad you came? I mean, that was a pretty cool moment. So, you know, they actually go through and read his proclamation.
Whereas in 1966, Robert Patterson enlisted in the U.S. Army, where he quickly completed basic training, advanced individual training, and airborne school before serving the 82nd and then the 101st Airborne Divisions. And Sergeant Major Patterson was serving with Troop B, 2nd Squadron, 17th Cavalry, 101st Airborne Division when his platoon encountered heavy enemy fire near Lachu, Vietnam on May 6th of 1968. Causing the platoon to be pinned down by multiple enemy bunkers. And Sergeant Major Patterson selflessly and instinctively fought back despite the exposure to gunfire and grenades, resulting in him single-handedly five enemy bunkers, killing 8 enemy soldiers and capturing 7 weapons, inspiring his platoon to overrun the enemy position.
5 bunkers. Holy smokes. I mean, this is kind of amazing. He actually got the award of the Medal of Honor back in 1969 from President Nixon on yesterday, 1969. That's why they were honoring him with the recognition in the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting yesterday.
And Sergeant Major Patterson continued his service to his country by becoming a drill sergeant, serving in the Gulf War, and ultimately achieving the rank of command Sergeant Major before retiring in 1991 after 26 years in service to the U.S. Army.
And that's amazing because, you know, a lot of Medal of Honor winners, it's posthumously awarded or they're, you know, disabled in the process of doing what they do to win the award, to earn the award. And it's a mistake. Even Kerry made the mistake in his own speech. It's a common mistake. I apologize. But yeah, I mean, it's amazing some of the stuff they do, and it is rare. There's only 61 of them living. That's what Kerry meant by the 1 in 5 million. There's 330 million people in the U.S., so it's about, you know, 1 in 5 million that you're ever going to be around one, because it's pretty rare.
Now, therefore be it proclaimed by the Board of County Commissioners of Santa Rosa County, hereby recognizes Command Sergeant Major Robert Patterson for his courage and heroism demonstrated during the Vietnam War, and for earning the Medal of Honor on this day 56 years ago. This is just...
Yeah, just right here in Santa Rosa County. You know, no big deal. And, you know, he spoke a little bit. And you can, I mean, clearly not somebody who gets up in front of people and gives a lot of speeches, which is great. I'm always amazed at, you know, your picture of the hero, probably, is your picture of some big, tough, buff, public-spoken Captain America type, you know, Chris Evans type, or, you know, whatever. And, I mean, most of these guys are, they're just people who at a crucial moment in their lives and a vital moment in some military event, they did something well above and beyond. And it doesn't mean they're going to be great public speakers or they're going to be on the cover of, you know, Rolling Stone or something. You know, just they're just ordinary people who volunteered and then did an amazing thing at one point in history.
Okay. Am I supposed to talk?
You can tell us anywhere. You can tell us anything.
Tell you anything. I am the proverbial one. She ticked me off on Sunday night, and I showed her butt Monday morning. Dropped out of high school in 12th grade, joined the Army. Really showed her.
I assume he's talking about his mom. That's funny.
I really am honored to have this done for me. I'm a little on the shy side. I don't speak out too much.
And he talked about going to the event, which was in, I think, in Chattanooga, Tennessee, the annual Medal of Honor recognition where they get together, you know, and that's where this guy, Jason, who I don't know who that is either, but apparently resident in Santa Rosa, goes up there with them, and they both kind of, oh, you're from Santa Rosa. Oh, wait, what? And that's how he got found out. Like, nobody even knew that that's who he was, you know, like his, apparently even his wife, his current wife, I don't know if he's widowed, you know, his first wife or not, but he met her in like 2005, and she didn't even know he was a Medal of Honor winner, recipient. Yeah, you know, like, what? How do you? That's just amazing. But, you know, he worked at the VA for a while, and he bragged about giving, you know, giving away money and helping people with their problems. And, I mean, just, you know, kind of a wonderful little moment.
I could just tell you, Sergeant Major, I know you're a man of few words, and I'll tell a little.
Oh, no, I want to, this is my favorite part, is right at the end of his speaking, which he didn't say a lot, but right.
I know there's a lady in England who just loves me to death, because I got her granted entitlement and back pay to 1942. So she got a nice little check.
When he was working at the VA.
That's about it, I guess.
I love it. I love it. I'm done. You know, I just, because what you think is you're going to get some grand recounting of his exploits or what happened or what, which, you know, a lot of people who are involved in that kind of stuff do not love to talk about it. Either they're embarrassed to talk about it because they don't love the honor, or they feel like they're just doing their job, or it brings back memories. There's all kinds of reasons. People in the military don't love to talk about the things that they've gone through. And particularly for, you know, older generations, Vietnam era and before. Also because of the way we treated our Vietnam veterans. That's anyway, so Kerry Smith, actually, let me get traffic on the fives. We'll finish up in just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
No accidents to report to you right now. I-10, I-110 are all flowing smoothly. No delays either. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. So Kerry Smith, the chairman of the county commission, who's, you know, reading the proclamation and talking about it.
Sergeant Major, I know you're a man of few words, and I'll tell a little story here. I found this story out. When you met the second Mrs. Patterson, and you'd been together for a while, and y'all had just moved, and you were cleaning some stuff, and she'd come across your Medal of Honor and said, "What is this?" She had no clue that you had ever received this Medal of Honor, and that's a testament to your humility, and it's. You know,
that's amazing.
I could just tell you, I love you just meeting you. It's just an amazing privilege to have met you, and I'm so happy to be here, and to know that you've been here this long, and there's never been a proclamation to you. And I want to appreciate Jason for bringing that forward, because I know you weren't knocking the door down to say, "Hey, I'm a Medal of Honor winner." It took other people to realize this, and I want to appreciate Jason for doing that.
One little correction.
What's that?
It's not winner, it's recipient.
Recipient. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
It was not a game
show. Yeah, you're exactly right. You ain't a winner. It's a recipient, and I appreciate that. Amen. Amen.
It is a common enough slip of the tongue, and he had said recipient several times. I think I even said winner by mistake once or twice already, just to talking about it. It's a common enough error. Not any disrespect meant, obviously. I just think that's fast. But then again, how would it come up if you meet somebody? Which date do you tell them? You know, how would it ever come up in conversations?
You know, by the way,
exactly. It's kind of this. How would that ever be a topic of conversation? Anyway, 7:18 here on News Radio 92.3. So great day just to honor somebody who is a hero in our midst. Command Sergeant Major Robert Patterson. So thank you so much for your service, and I appreciate the County Commission honoring him, bringing that to our recognition. And again, for all the people who were there for totally other reasons at the commission meeting yesterday. 719 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you are thinking about buying a new vehicle and you're kind of leaning towards the used kind as opposed to the brand new kind, which is going to save you a little bit of money, sticker price a little bit lower, Frontier Motors has you covered. They've got good quality used cars. They really don't deal in cars that have trouble. Their cars are almost new. 1, 2, maybe 3 years young, low miles, great condition. They warranty all their cars to 100,000 miles or 10 years. And it's a car you can buy that's, again, you're going to be the second owner, maybe the third, but it's a car that you can drive for a long time. And we just love them. The way they do business is different. They don't do it like a normal used car place. I've been to a lot of used car places. It's not a place I go just for fun. But at Frontier, it's different. They understand, and they treat you with respect, and they try to be your ally in this process rather than being your adversary. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Discouraged, defeated, disappointed, you're listening to Strength for Life.
Hey, this is Pastor James Johnson with Strength for Life. I want you to know that there are resources available on our website that are specifically designed to strengthen you in your walk with God. Maybe you're feeling weak in your prayer life because of unanswered prayer. I wrote a little booklet entitled When God Says No, which will strengthen you in how to deal with those times in your life when it seems that God is silent. Maybe you're struggling because someone you love is away from the Lord. They're wayward and your heart is broken. On our website, you'll find a booklet entitled Ministry to the Wayward. And it will strengthen you in knowing exactly how to help that person who is in a prodigal situation. You can find these strengthening resources and much more at our website, which is www.strengthforlife.church. Check it out today.
The I-10 Wired TechNet CyberCoast Summit returns October 29th to Pensacola Beach. Presented by IT Gulf Coast and Blue Angels AFSEA Chapter, get connected with top-level cybersecurity, AI, and emerging technology experts. The conference features a free career fair, prizes, and an amazing welcome reception on Pensacola Beach. Discounts available for students, military, and government employees. Visit itenwired.com for tickets.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Want to win tickets to Florida State home games? Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app to enter Monday through Friday on News Radio 92.3.
Good morning, 7:23 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Dave Greenwood is the Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. He oversees all the lifeguards, trains them, helps hire them, and make sure that your beaches are safe. He joins us every Friday, and this is the last Friday for a couple of weeks anyway. Dave, welcome back, sir.
Hey, you, Andrew. Great to talk to you. This Friday morning.
Outstanding. Well, this will be our last beach report for a little while. What's changing at the beach this weekend? What happens from here on out?
Sunday is the last day the lifeguards will be staffing the towers. We'll remove the towers off the beach. We will have a skeleton crew, short staff working, 7 days a week. We work Christmas and we work Thanksgiving, and, we have lifeguards when available out here 7 days a week until the towers go back on the beach in March 1st is when we'll start sitting the towers again.
Very good. What are we looking at for conditions this weekend?
It's kind of choppy right now. National Weather Service did issue a rip current warning for this area of the Gulf. So we'll start out with either a yellow, maybe a red flag. But it's very pleasantly, as most people understand right now, you go outside, it's pleasantly cool. Like, it's a nice breeze blowing and feels like fall's in the air.
Yeah, this weekend you might have a chance to practice an early version of the polar bear dip because it's going to be a little cool over the weekend and next week. But you guys, you're not, as you said, you're very active over the winter months. And one of the things you always do in December is you're always having a tryout for people who think they'd like to do the job, right?
Oh, yes. Scheduled tryout at for December 13th and December 20th. Those are both Saturday mornings, and we'll have a press release that we'll shoot out, and we'll have information posted on our website. So all those folks that are interested in becoming part of our team, that's your chance to apply December 13th and December 20th.
And is that going to be at UWF? I know that's often, yes. Or is it at UWF? Okay.
Yes, at the University of West Florida Aquatic Center.
Very good. So people want to help or want to, look into the possibility of being able to do that job. It's a great job. It's a great experience. I mean, you can literally make a difference in people's lives and save them. Dave, anything else you want us to know before we take a break for a couple of months?
Certainly. I mean, again, all the lifeguards that are out of town to school will be training December 22nd and 23rd, a few days before Christmas. They do the refresher training while they're back home on their school break. And then we'll do our returning training for our lifeguards in January and then move forward so we'll be ready because March 1st comes very, very quickly.
I bet it does. Dave Greenwood is the Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. Dave, seriously, every year I love talking to you. I love reminding people about beach safety. It's such an important part of our local public safety culture and the work that you do to make the beaches safe and to train your people to, rescue people from themselves, which is so important. But thanks for what you do, and we'll talk to you again in a couple of months.
Great off season, and we'll talk to you in March.
All right, thanks, sir. 7:26 on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has got traffic for us. John?
Yes, brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Just one accident on the books right now at Langley Street and Sherwood First over in Milton. The roadway is clear. They're not seeing any delays in that area. Just wanted you to be aware. I-10, I-110 still flowing smoothly this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5s.
Thanks so much. Into the newsroom where David Wayne has got our headlines for us. David?
Good morning. The Department of Homeland Security says it's planning to deport Kilmar Abrego Garcia to Ghana. The immigrant's case is back in court today with an evidentiary hearing scheduled to take place in Nashville. Abrego Garcia was deported to El Salvador earlier this year, only to be brought back. Since then, the Department of Homeland Security has been threatening to deport him to Africa. Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado is the winner of the 2025 Nobel Peace Prize. Machado was awarded the Nobel Prize for her efforts to promote democracy and fight back against dictatorship in Venezuela. And First Lady Melania Trump apparently getting a head start on Christmas decorations at the White House. She shared a video this week showing her looking over a gold-themed assortment of ornaments and garlands. The theme of this year's holiday decorations has not yet been revealed.
All right, very good. Thanks so much, David. 7:28 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. this is, I laugh, but this is it's a very understandable kind of bad thing. Have you ever seen any anime?
Not true. A person.
Wow. Thanks. All right. Have you ever seen, sometimes it's in anime, either in like cartoon form or in actual comic books, but you see the sort of exaggerated character shoving a giant mouthful of noodles, you know, into his mouth and, you know, just putting all of them in his mouth all at one time. Well, apparently this has become, yet again, another one of these TikTok-y kind of things because, you know, the truth comes from TikTok, which is terrifying to imagine that people believe that, but there it is. So, yeah, kids have taken to the practice of shoving ramen noodles into their mouths by the fistful, basically, and trying to, you know, snap photos to, you know, look like their favorite character. What's the problem with that? John, you were a parent. You figure this one out? What's the problem with that?
Make yourself sick.
Nope.
I don't know.
What's the temperature of ramen noodles?
Very, very hot.
Very hot. So if you shove a giant bundle of ramen noodles into your mouth at one time, what are you going to do? Massive burns in your mouth.
You don't wait for them to cool off.
That's the problem. It's really, really common. Doctors at Shriners Children's Hospital in Boston are warning about instant noodles, saying children are getting severe burns while cooking them. They point to a TikTok trend where recent films encouraging them to eat ramen like the characters, you know, taking their chopsticks and shoving a giant amount of the noodles. That's an awful lot of contained heat. Jason Bresky, registered nurse and trauma, burn, and injury prevention outreach coordinator at Bridgeport Hospital, says, "We've definitely had patients that have had to stay in a hospital with us as a result of hot soup and hot noodles falling on them is another problem. 10-year study from University of Chicago shows instant noodles make up one-third of all childhood burn injuries. One-third. Kind of crazy. I think there's a lot of ways you can get burned, but when it comes to ramen, that's pretty shocking," they say.
News. I'm CJ Pop. The ceasefire in Gaza now in place. Displaced Palestinians in central Gaza walking north in the territory. A 72-hour window is now open for the next step, releasing the remaining 48 hostages. 20 are believed to be alive, including Amir Moran, his brother-in-law, Moshe Levy, earlier on Fox and Friends.
We're so hopeful that this is going to be carried out, but we're trying to be grounded in reality as much as possible because we've been disappointed time and again before.
The president set to travel to the region in the next few days. The president did not win this award today.
Nobel Peace Prize for 2025 to Maria Corina Machado.
She's the opposition leader in Venezuela. White House comms director Stephen Chung posting on X earlier. The Nobel Committee proved they place politics over peace. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got partly cloudy skies, looking like a beautiful morning, nice and cool out there, 66 degrees right now. We've got our full forecast with Brooke Richardson, and that is on the way in just a few minutes. Pensacola Sanger General Manager Jeffrey Sharp says they've been paying close attention to the sentiment regarding their scheduled drag queen Christmas show. They're planning to make sure it does comply with local laws.
Based on some of the concerns raised about the show in question, we've gone the extra mile and provided the event production company with copies of the relevant city ordinances and state laws. Consequently, if this show's content violates city ordinances or state laws regarding nudity, graphic content, or obscenity, performers could face arrest. The production company could be held legally liable, and authorities could shut down the production immediately.
And Sharp said the safety and comfort of guests, staff, and performers is their top priority. He said that they do respect the differing views on the program that they've received in recent weeks. Members of the local church community have been urging the Pensacola City Council to cancel the contract for that show for several weeks. The council has not taken any action. The city's legal advisor did say that the city could potentially be liable for damages to the production company. Well, the government shutdown continues. We're almost 2 weeks in now. Northwest Florida's military community knows their next paycheck could be delayed for a while, placing a strain on their personal finances. Navy Federal is offering zero interest loans to their eligible military members and federal employees that are affected.
Active duty military members, reservists, federal employees, DOD civils, who have their direct deposit with us and are paid directly by the government. So we need to be able to see that their direct deposit is coming in from one of the affected government agencies.
And that's Ann Repsinski, the Assistant VP of Digital Operations at Navy Fed. For folks who normally get paid on October 15th, you'd have until 3 days after your regular deposit date to sign up for the program and get that deposit. After that, you'd still sign up, but the next potentially missed payday is when it would take effect on November 1st. Now, you can find more information on their program at the Navy Fed website, NavyFederal.org, under their personal tab. And also for service members who bank with Pan Air Credit Union, they have a similar program that that is available there. Pensacola is one of five Florida destinations that's being featured on an upcoming episode of... Visit Florida is partnering with the show to feature several locations across the state in their Live More Flora Days campaign on the show. Pensacola's episode airs this coming Monday. In addition to Pensacola, the show features four other Florida destinations, Kissimmee, Tampa, St. Pete Clearwater, and the Florida Keys. It is 7:35 here at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Good morning, John.
Well, good morning, David. We've got no accidents to report to you right now, but if you're on Highway 29 just south of West 9 Mile Road going southbound, you're going to experience about a 7 to 9 minute delay in that area. Let's see here, 9 Mile, Highway 29, the rest of it looks good. I-10, I-110, no slowdowns there. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. And now our Channel 3 forecast with Brooke Richardson.
We are going to be looking at a beautiful day today, starting off with temperatures in the 60s. Highs today in the low 80s, plenty of sunshine. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 62. For Saturday, nice sunny skies, high near 82 degrees. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 62. Going into Sunday, plenty of sunshine, high near 82 degrees. And by Sunday night, temperatures dropping near 62. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. Right now we've got partly cloudy skies. It is 66 degrees and a beautiful Friday morning here in Pensacola. Our next news at 8 o'clock. We've got breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Oil prices are sharply lower after the Gaza ceasefire plan has been confirmed by Israel's government. West Texas Intermediate currently sitting at $60.50 per barrel. Brent sitting at $64.20 per barrel. Democrats and Republicans have rejected competing bills for the seventh time yesterday, continuing the partial government shutdown. The Senate will leave town until Tuesday, meaning the government shutdown will not be resolved this week. The Justice Department has secured an indictment against New York Attorney General Letitia James for bank fraud and making false statements to a financial institution following an investigation into mortgage fraud allegations. James, who denies any wrongdoing, could face up to 30 years in prison and up to a $1 million fine for each charge if she's convicted. Futures are slightly higher as the government shutdown continues. Thursday, the Dow Industrials lost 243, the NASDAQ down 18, the S&P 500 also down 18. That's your money now.
Daniel will not stop crying. I changed him, fed him, walked him around, and he's still crying. Now I'm panicking. What should I do?
It's okay. We're glad you called. We learned during the Period of Purple Crying program that babies tend to cry a lot in the first few months of life.
If nothing is working and you need a break, put the baby in a safe place and take a few minutes to walk away and calm down.
During the Period of Purple Crying, it is crucial to stay calm and never shake a baby. To learn more, visit PreventChildAbuseFL.org.
This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the State of Florida, Department of Health, and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Landrum Annual 5K Run Walk is Saturday morning, starting at the downtown Landrum offices. Everyone is encouraged to get out and get moving. Proceeds benefit Lakeview Center. The Taste of the Beach Food Festival is Saturday from 10 till 4. Come out for the flavors, the fun, and new features showcasing the best chefs and restaurants on the beach. Find out more at PensacolaBeachChamber.com. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
Love electronics? Join the award-winning team at ADX Communications, home of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN 1330, and Pensacola's Playlist. We're looking for an experienced electronics technician who can keep our stations running smooth, from the studio to the transmitter tower. Competitive pay, great benefits, and a fun, fast-paced team environment. Apply today at catcountry987.com. That's catcountry987.com. ADX is an equal opportunity employer.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more. On News Radio Pensacola.
Good morning, 7:39 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. As you know, I try to consume a fair amount of culture, whether it's TV or movies or music or whatever, because I think it's important to know what's going on around you. One of the TV shows that we've been watching recently, it's really, really sharp. It's called English Teacher. Have you heard of this show, John?
Yeah, you have mentioned it before.
Yeah, it's in its second season, and let me warn you, okay? You know the transgressors ceremony and wokeism and just all of that, really, really sharp, quick satire that you got to really pay attention to? It'd be like if somebody said, hey, Andrew, let's write a sitcom. And then you put a bunch of Andrews together in a room and they all wrote, their best version of a philosophically pointed satirical sitcom. That's kind of what this show is. Now,
I'm still thinking about all the Andrews in one room.
Yeah,
that's scary.
A scary thing to imagine. Now, I will warn you before I get into explaining this one episode that I thought was so interesting, what the point that it was making. The premise of the show is you've got this high school with all these dysfunctional teachers and dysfunctional kids, but it's saturated in wokeism. Like, all the kids have learned all their expressions and how to talk about microaggressions and inclusion, and they're so super heightened sensitivity to everything, and it's making fun of them. Okay. But the English teacher, who's the star of the show and also the writer of the show, at least in the show, is gay. And so I want you to understand, if you go to watch this show, don't be surprised that it's a pro-gay show. But it also contains an incredibly biting critique of the current culture. So I was talking to my wife. She's like, are you sure you want to tell me about that? I'm like, I do. It's amazing. It's the best written show on TV. And this one episode might be the best sitcom episode I think I've ever seen. It gets really good. Okay, so I want to share some of this with you, not just because it's entertaining, but because it makes a point in a way that it just is brilliant. So you got this, they're sitting in the cafeteria, and you got the conservative MAGA sort of athletic coach, and then you've got the gay English teacher, and they're all buddies, okay? And they're talking, and the coach is talking in here, and they're talking about kind of DEI stuff and, hiring people who are gay or women or black or whatever, okay?
I mean, I actually see your point here, man. Like, the way you're always banging the DEI drum, I get it, man. I'd do the same thing if it got me this job.
Because, he's gay, and did he get the job because he's gay, right?
Wow, very funny, Marky, very funny.
I ain't joking.
Wait, you're legitimately suggesting that I was a diversity hire?
No. I mean, it's just like a rumor I heard.
So, you get where this is going. Somebody who had never considered the possibility that he might have been hired as a DEI hire is now forced to ask the question, wait, was I hired as a DEI hire? So he goes to ask the principal.
What's going on, Evan?
You know what I've never asked? That's so random. It's like, was I a DEI hire? Oh, my God.
He doesn't look at him.
I'm a diversity hire?
Please, I can't comment on this.
You didn't ever tell me this?
What does it matter, Evan? It happened all those years ago. I mean, I can't remember what happened years ago. It was pre-COVID. Everything pre-COVID. It's all gone up here. My hair.
I mean, you were hiding this from me because you knew it was embarrassing?
No, this is interesting. I thought you were explicitly in favor of these programs.
Of course I'm in favor of DEI. I'm just saying this is me. This is my career. This is different.
I'm totally in favor of hiring people because they check a box, except I don't ever want to be the person who got hired only because I checked a box, because it's insulting to my capabilities that I needed the benefit of being hired for being gay, black, female, whatever. And then you've got a guy who thinks he's a great teacher and then finds out that he's, at least possibly, he got hired under the programs he advocates benefiting others.
I'm worried for the state of the school if you're not even taking into account someone's teaching ability when you hire them.
Really, Evan, you're worried about the school, not just a little bit about your own ego?
Well, I'm allowed to have personal feelings about something
okay.
like this.
Okay. You are a great teacher, regardless of how you got here.
Which one was it?
Which one was what?
Gay or Latino, which quota was I hired to fill?
Honestly, the gay thing has proven to be a little tricky, so take that for what you will.
Because he's also, he kind of looks white, but he's Latino, okay? So then he had been talking to his students about writing their college application essays and encouraging them to lean into, because they are no longer allowed to hire for affirmative action, and so they're not allowed to check boxes, but he's saying, slip it into your essays anyway, subtly, and talk about my abuelo and, you know, use things that secret code words that will tell them that you're diverse so that they'll let you in for diversity reasons, not because you're qualified, but because you bring a different perspective. And then he goes back to that same class and he takes the exact opposite approach with them.
Don't you want to get into college based on your own merits, not on the country that your abuelita's from?
But yesterday, didn't you just tell him to include that he was Mexican in the essay?
I'm just saying these essays should focus on the content of your character, not on your external identity.
Okay, this is literally the opposite of what you were saying yesterday. You're so fake, Mr. Marquez.
You can't do this. You can't switch up.
I'm not switching up.
I get it, brother. You're MAGA now.
No, I'm not. I don't want you guys to end up feeling like charity cases, okay? Wow. That's not gonna feel good either, wow. Trust me.
So it's charity when people of color get into college.
I'm talking about how smart you are. I'm talking about you believing in yourself. You don't wanna show up somewhere and be like, did I really get this job?
Okay, but what if I'm a legacy? Like, I can't help that my dad got into Arizona State.
Legacy is just as bad. It's just another way to not actually earn your spot.
But if you're dumb, you low-key have no other option.
Yeah, it's true.
By the way, it's a total side note, but I'm a legacy at ASU.
That's fantastic.
Okay, now we're going to be binge-watching.
We're going to come back to this in just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives, because obviously they're making a pretty great point that it had never... I mean... Anyway, John Pickens, go ahead, sir.
All right, we've got no accidents to report to you right now. I-10, I-110 look good. On Highway 29, just south of Nine Mile Road, starting to see some delays in that area. But other than that, everything else is peachy. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. Oh, I got a couple of texts in here. Let's see. Josh says, love the English teacher, best comedy on TV right now. Yeah, same. I agree. Let's see. Somebody else says, of course the conservative is an idiot. No, he's not an idiot. He's actually, they're all, I mean, there is a guy who's a genuine idiot, but not the conservative, not at all. Somebody asked what TV show. It's English Teacher. Not the English Teacher, weirdly, but just English Teacher. To recap, if you're just joining us, the premise of this particular episode, I mean the whole show, is you've got a gay English teacher who is himself very pro-woke things, but is also amazed and often satirizes, or at least the show satirizes the kids who are like the most supremely sharp about all of the woke stuff, and it makes its own satire in the process. And in this situation, he has come to believe that he may have been hired as a gay Latino as opposed to as a great teacher, and his feelings and his pride are hurt because he doesn't know whether he was hired as a good teacher or hired because he checked a box. And then he flips sides because he doesn't want people to feel insulted about their being, which is the classic problem with affirmative action. Conservatives have said this for years, is if you're black and you go to a school that practices affirmative action, you never know. Are you there because of your ability, or are you there because you're black? And they don't tell you. You know, you don't walk around with a sticker. You know? And is it an insult? Because, yes, it's an insult. But it also makes everybody else who knows that you're black and there's affirmative action being practiced wonder, well, did they get there as a DEI thing, or did they get there because they're able? Same for a woman, same for a black, same for gay, and like anything. That's the problem with this stuff. And what he's saying, what the show is so poignantly pointing out, is that if you are a beneficiary of a DEI hire, you don't brag about it. It's not a compliment. It's not something anybody wants to believe of themselves. We don't tell people because it's an insult to them. It's anyway, just the show's fantastic. Anyway, back to the again, kind of the engagements where he's talking to the kids and trying to teach them to, you know, not so much lean on their, you know, their demographics.
Right. Well, guess what? I'm here out of the kindness of my heart to help you guys with these essays because I'm a teacher that goes above and beyond. So if you don't want my advice, I'm out of here.
Come on, Mr. Marquez. Don't act like that.
Dude, do you feel like we don't appreciate you? You're the best gay Latino teacher I've ever had.
Oh, God, Jeff.
Latin temper like mi abuela.
The great shade insult that's not meant as one. So a final piece of this, and only because, again, I just want you to know about the show. Do be aware it's very pro-gay if that's going to be an issue for you in watching it or whatever. You think that's a problem. I don't want that to be a surprise. But it's very sharp. The one, then he goes to apply for a job where he's going to apply as a straight white guy and get the job to prove that he's qualified, to himself that he's qualified, that he's not just getting checkbox benefit. So that's this scene.
I'd love to know a little bit more about you. You know, what you do in your spare time. What makes Evan Marks tick?
You know, I'm just a regular guy. I like Barstool Sports, and I'm in a running club that's like basically turning into an IPA club lately.
Hey, well.
Yeah, just whenever I'm looking for something to watch, I fire up some Nate Bargatze on the TV. And
oh, nice, man. Love him.
Yeah. You know, me and my wife will order in some Thai food, and then we just make out, basically, she and I, and we'll just lay together in bed, and you know what happens after that, so.
So he hires him on the spot. And he's like, all right, it's cool. See, I know how to be a straight white guy. And he's like, oh, no, I totally know you're gay. You check a box for us. Thanks for applying. Anyway, the idea that being a DEI hire is an insult, that we don't tell people they're a DEI hire, that it's really not a blessing, because the people who find out they are, it's never, like, taken as a compliment. That's the essence of the critique. And I mean, it's brilliant. Anyway, 750 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
You can find Subaru dealers all along the Gulf Coast from Panama City to Biloxi, but you'll only find Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. And among all those Subaru dealers, it's Anderson Subaru who's ranked highest by Google in customer satisfaction, 4.8 stars and climbing. Thank you to our loyal customers for your trust and to our incredible team for delivering the care and commitment Subaru owners deserve. You're going to love Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola.
For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
You take care of your car, right? So why not give your auto loan some TLC? Refinance an existing loan from another institution with PenAir Credit Union and lower your interest rate by up to 2%. Plus, you can skip payments for the first 90 days. In addition to a better rate, you'll enjoy convenient banking and a friendly local team always ready to help. Learn more at PenAir.org/auto-refi. That's PenAir.org/auto-refi. All loans are subject to approval. Offer valid on loan applications submitted between October 1st and December 31st, 2025 only. Call toll-free 1-877-4-PENAIR for complete details.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, happens every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. It's one of your last couple of chances to bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and watch the sunset as you enjoy your favorite bands. This week, the Knee Deep Band hits the stage. They're a high-energy variety show with something to please audiences of all ages. It's happening this Tuesday night at 7 at Bands on the Beach. Remember, no pets or glass allowed.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
Sorry, Charlie. Only good-tasting tuna get to be star-kissed.
Got a really interesting text in here from somebody who almost always disagrees with me. I was talking about this show, English Teacher, and I was telling people that I think it's a fantastic show. My wife and I love it. But I was also letting people know, or warning them, that it's very, very pro-gay. I mean, the main character is gay, and, you know, there's kissing, and there's, you know, it's, that's, I didn't want that to be a surprise to people who it might be, who otherwise, you know, agree with me about a lot of things. They might, you know, show up to watch that show and be like, what did he tell us to watch? You know, I just don't want it to be a surprise. And he says, if a person's going to have an issue with a show having a gay lead character, that's because they're a monster. They don't need a warning about the show. We need a warning about them. Okay, well, so I look at it a little bit differently. Though being gay, or, you know, TV or movies that show gay romance or whatever, are becoming far more common and are far more accepted than ever before, there's still a sizable portion of the American population that vehemently disagree. Don't agree, don't condone, don't approve, don't want to see, you know, all of that. And so if I tell you, hey, go watch this great show, and then they watch and like, what did you make me watch? I just want you to know going in. Much, I mean, you know, there's profanity. You know, I don't want that to be a surprise to you. So anyway, that's a, you know, who's a monster? I don't know. But there's a, you know, I feel like it's my job to make sure that people are not surprised by something unexpectedly. 754 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning. A federal judge is temporarily blocking President Trump's deployment of the National Guard to Chicago. The judge granted a temporary restraining order requested by lawyers representing Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker. In Oregon, meanwhile, the Trump administration waiting for a decision after requesting a pause in a lower court ruling that blocked troops in Portland. Israel's cabinet has ratified the first phase of a U.S.-brokered peace deal with Hamas. A ceasefire is now in effect. President Trump says he thinks the hostages will all be released by Monday or Tuesday, and he's expecting to issue a declaration that the war is over.
In Tel Aviv, the long, somber hostage square was transformed, with Israelis singing, waving Israeli and American flags, and it's clear who many credit for the breakthrough. They are cheering not for victory, but for peace and closure.
And NBC's Richard Engel there. The first phase of the ceasefire includes a release of all remaining hostages and a conditional Israeli withdrawal from Gaza. New York Attorney General Letitia James has been indicted on a mortgage fraud charge. James responded Thursday by calling the charges baseless, and she believes that the indictment is President Trump weaponizing the justice system against her.
So on the one hand, I hate to see the president abusing the Department of Justice to go against political enemies. On the other hand, those who indict people based on obscure legal technicalities like signatures on checks that involve notes that have to do with eventually making someone try to pay a $500 million fine can't really be the ones to complain about somebody else coming after them when they bought a house saying it was for their own purposes as a homestead, getting a better loan rate, and it turns out that they rent it out and those don't get that same loan rate. You live by the
something glass houses.
You live by the lawfare, you die by the lawfare. You know, you kind of can't have it both ways.
Nope.
John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Just one accident on the books right now at University Parkway and North Davis Highway. It's off to the side of the road, but we're starting to see some delays on Davis Highway southbound headed toward Olive Road. So just be prepared for that. You might want to plan an alternate route. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Oh, by the way, I just one other note. You know, this person who disagrees with me about everything and texted me like 18 paragraphs about why I'm wrong about everything I just said. I love that. I do. I love that. I love that somebody who disagrees with me is willing to take the time to disagree with me instead of just, you know, turning off the channel or going somewhere else and spouting off on Facebook about how stupid Andrew McKay is. He's willing to engage with me because I usually engage back. But also, I mean, the idea that somehow somebody who is so opposed to everything I talk about would still find it worthwhile to listen to the show. I mean, I love that. I take that very seriously. I take that as a big compliment. Because if people agree with you and listen to you, I mean, that's just, you know, it's like if all of your friends think your way, then you like people who just, you know, are like you, which is kind of narcissistic. I kind of like hanging around with people who disagree because they, you know, they provoke me and they give me things to think about and they make me laugh and they say unexpected stuff. And, you know, actually, it's kind of, I don't know why I'm on this, but I'll tell you a personal flaw of mine. Okay. And I really consider this a flaw, but it has historically turned out to be true. If I'm around a bunch of people who think the way I do for too long, I will eventually find a way to disagree with them. even myself, like, I just, you know, it's like when you're married to somebody you love and then the little things start to aggravate you, you know, is a very normal thing. You have to learn not to let it aggravate you. That's the same way. When I'm around people who think my way, it's a combination of always being disagreement oriented by nature, and also becoming hyper aware of the flaws in the thing that we're supposed to stand for, and we want to get rid of those flaws. Anyway, just a little side note on Andrew's personal psychological issues. Does anything about that surprise you, though?
It's like
the
nope.
old. It's like the old. Not was it Groucho Marx who said, "I would never want to be a member of any club that would allow me to be a member of it."
Yeah, yeah, I know. Sort of, I deal with it every morning, folks.
Sort of like that.
Still love him.
437-1620, 437-1620. Oh, man. The six foods that you eat all the time that might be bad for your brain. What are they? It's everything you eat. I mean, it's always, the health notes are always going to be everything that you eat, of course. Ultra-processed foods. It's going to be chips and cookies and fries and fried meat. And yeah, I mean, it's fair food. We're coming up on fair soon. It's all the fair food. Bacon, salami, hot dogs, tuna, because it's got the mercury, cured meats,
fried, you know, Twinkies,
white bread, refined starches, foods high in saturated or trans fats. That's just a technical term.
Elephant
doesn't mean
ears.
That they're changing their identity. I mean, it's just, you know, choose whole grains and fruit and vegetables and unprocessed. Yeah, I mean, I ain't got time to live at Whole Foods. Come on now. So, yeah, they say that everything you love to eat is going to kill you. But is it worth living longer if you have to eat that other stuff?
Local talk.